This is Colin Paul Gloucester.
Oh, hi, how are you? How's it going?
I don't know if you didn't notice the last voicemail that I recorded to you. As usual, went to the Ashburn Police Station by myself without a solicitor to complain about crimes related to being tortured in Portugal.
Yeah.
And I started that conversation in Irish. Sergeant MH254 Anthony Malone did not seem to even recognize that I was speaking in Irish, let alone, I mean, I can appreciate that he mightn't have understood every word, but that he didn't even seem to realize I was speaking in Irish. He asked me where I'm from and where I was born, and he assaulted me, and
he
assaulted me in front of a CCTV camera in this station, and said, quote, "Get out of my station," unquote. So I have initiated a criminal complaint against him at Navan police station, and police lady MH129 Sergeant Jenny O'Brien asked me today, could I go to her, visit her tomorrow or Wednesday night to advance this complaint.
Okay.
So given that this is actually news to you, maybe it is it is very short notice, but if you are willing to accompany me to Navan Station tomorrow night or Wednesday night, I would appreciate it.
But I think Wednesday night I have a private place thing with Meath County Council. Tomorrow evening, I'm not 100% sure you're going to have to leave it with me. I just have to check out my childcare arrangements and that. Worst comes to the worst, I could be on the phone, but I know that's not the same. Why Navan guard the station?
Well, like, he assaulted me in Ashburn station in front of lots of police officers who stood by and sat by not rescuing me and not handcuffing him, not arresting him. So I went to a different police station. I didn't have to go to Navan police station. I went to some police station and it happens to be Navan. She didn't say to me that it's absolutely urgent that it has to be tomorrow or Wednesday, but those are the 2 days she asked me about. So, I mean, probably if you can come some other day, we can probably arrange that.
Just a little bit short notice, and I could even have something in the diary tomorrow. Do you know that kind of way?
Oh, well, it's definitely short notice, so...
Yeah, what was I going to say? Have you tried the Garda Ombudsman as well?
So, I did this police lady in Navan has already started a complaint for me to this Ombudsman Commission.
Okay.
Its current name is FISFU.
Yeah.
But she said that we need to do more for it, so...
Yeah, you have to fill in a report.
Exactly.
Well, at least they're doing that with you. That's good. It doesn't always guarantee a satisfying outcome, but they will look into it, you know.
I hope.
Don't delay it if you can. Like, if... I know you're probably a bit anxious about going down tomorrow. It probably would be better if I could go with you as well one of the days, because obviously there's a whole other thing you're trying to report, but tomorrow evening, I just can't guarantee tomorrow. Yes, Beba. I'll do that. Tomorrow. Oh, I don't need... in Dunboyne tomorrow evening, and then Wednesday the Pride of Place Awards. Can I get back to you tomorrow and have a look at my diary properly, because I have you about 3 diaries on the go at the moment?
Right. Well, you can certainly try, but if it's fairly uncertain that you can accompany me tomorrow night or Wednesday night, then I'll probably go to Navan as myself, and so I'll probably be uncontactable during much of late tomorrow or Wednesday. But you can certainly try.
My phone number, yeah. And I'm sure the guys will have no problem talking to me as well.
Right.
Because I do think that, like, yes, you have to report the history thing, but the other thing still isn't reported, and it seems that, I say, because the story seems incredible, that you're probably not getting the, maybe, the support that you need,
yeah.
Because it might be a bit confusing or that.
It is certainly very frustrating that persons who are not familiar with Portugal don't realize how corrupt it is. And I met another person without Portuguese nationality in Portugal, and we spoke about just how difficult it is to get persons outside of Portugal to realize just how bad it is there. But an ex person of the, well, a person who is formerly of the European Committee for the Prevention of Torture does work in Dublin, and he publishes reports since 1994 criticizing Portugal. So I mean, that there are such credible reports should really make it easy for persons here to appreciate that I'm not just making all this up.
Yeah, but by all means, now if you're going tomorrow evening, I let me know what time you're going at. Did they give you a time?
She asked me to arrive after 7:30 p.m.
Are you going to go tomorrow?
So probably, but if I would, I suppose I would probably go maybe a few hours earlier, so I might go into a library or a shop or something.
But bring my phone number with you anyway, so that you can give it to the guys, because they might need a little bit more kind of discussion, if you like.
Thanks a lot for this offer.
Sorry?
Thanks a lot for this offer.
Thanks a lot for calling.
Thanks a lot for saying to bring your phone number.
Oh yeah, do. And we'll see how you go from there. Take it one step at a time then, okay?
Thanks a lot.
No worries. All right.
Bye-bye. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.